setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, welcome. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, about your purpose, specifically your professional purpose, what you were born to do. A couple things I want you to know from the outset here, if you're new to the program, that you need to know. Number one, I believe that you were created to contribute through your work. That means you were needed in a very specific role and that you must do it because somebody out there needs you to be you. Secondly, I want you to redefine work as not something that you do to live, but something you live to do, created to contribute. From paycheck to purpose, this is the shift that we're taking you on. There are seven stages that will guide you stage by stage, a clear path forward to being who you were created to be. Get clear at stage one, get qualified at stage two, get connected at stage three, get started at stage four, get promoted at stage five. That's where you'll spend most of your professional time. You're working your way up, 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 up. Get the dream job at stage six, but is it over there? No, you will concurrently step into stage seven, which is give yourself away. Now we're working for impact. The income has been there. It is there. But it's truly giving yourself away. It's all about purpose. That is the clear path to doing what you were born to do. 844-747-2577 is the number. Now, I want to talk to those of you who you're already clear and now you're either in stage two or you're stage five, stage six, stage seven. So stage two all the way through, okay? Two, three, four, five, six, seven, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. I want to talk to those of you who are there. Because here's the deal. Now, you've got a big vision. You've got something you're going after. And your heart, your head are engaged. And this is an intense journey. It's not for the faint of heart. So what is one of the keys to staying on the path? And it is to really make sure that you have a discipline, a habit, a rhythm, a routine of reflecting and resting. I want to specifically focus on weekends first because I think if you can really grab this on your weekends or your days off, for those of you that maybe work on weekends but you have other days off. So whatever your work week looks like, if you're in a five-day work week or really intense three-day work week, whatever your time off is, this is what I'm addressing. And if you can nail this and really make this a part of who you are, this will translate to the other days of the week as well. More on that in a second. So here it is. Very simple. Two practices that I do every weekend. I want to reflect and I need to rest and I want to rest. Reflection and resting. Reflection is a very simple process. I'll give you four things that I do, simple questions, that over the weekend, I'm going to get quiet and I'm going to spend some time and I'm going to look back on my week. I'm going to say, where did I win? And then I'm going to look at why I won. Where did I win? And why did I win? And by the way, this is relational and professional. Great exercise. Then I'm going to look at, ooh, where did I lose? Why did I lose? And then I'll get really grateful and I'll start going, what am I grateful for? And then I'll ask, what am I longing for? Now, the grateful for is in that order. I want that first so that I have the right spirit when I begin to say, hey, what am I dreaming about? What am I longing for? Because in gratitude, it is very natural and healthy to also ask yourself, what am I dreaming about? What am I grateful for? What am I longing for? Those are four simple questions. You ask those every weekend and you begin to really reflect and then make sure that you're resting so that here's what happens when you come back on Monday or whatever day you go back. You have reflected. You have great perspective. And then you've rested and you got energy. Your mind, your heart, and your body are rested. True rest. It's why the word recreation is so powerful if you break it down. It means recreate. So on the weekend, I am recreating. Oh, we got a bunch of recreational activities. It is the act of recreating yourself. You've gone hard. You've poured out all week. And by recreating, you are filling yourself back up. And it works. Been doing it a long time. 844-747-2577. Let's go for a tune-up here. I love this when we get calls back. That's what the show is about. Paul is going to join us in Duluth, Minnesota. Paul, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
Paul, I'm living the dream. What's going on today?
Oh, just wanted to kind of follow up. I know we had a brief conversation last week, I believe. And
yeah.
I'm about the 85-90% clarity
okay.
position.
Okay.
Where we kind of left things last week was I feel called or led to work kind of with men, helping them kind of not miss some of the signposts I feel like I've missed
okay.
to this point in my journey.
Okay.
So where do we do that at?
Is that what you're clear on?
Yeah, I think, I mean, there are, you know, some influencers and whatever that I do follow that are kind of in that space, obviously, you know, retreats or lead ministries. I kind of know where to find those type of
okay.
Environments, I guess.
Okay, so what's the question?
My question is, I guess, so one of the things that we came up with was that I am, despite my stuttering right now, a communicator, we talked about.
Okay.
And, getting clear on what my role would be in a ministry like that or in an organization like that.
So that's your question? How do I get clear on what my role is in the ministry?
Correct, yeah. Yes.
Well, it depends. Is it a church or is it a parachurch or is it both and?
I haven't narrowed it down beyond that, but I think both and would be a
well,
fair,
but again, I think you're not as clear as you think you are. So again, okay. Is this a pastoral role? Or is this a public communicator role where you're outside of a traditional church or maybe you're working for a parachurch ministry, either on your own or you're with somebody else? What do you think it is?
It's very interesting that comes up because I have never worked vocationally in ministry. I've been involved in ministry, worship team ministry for 20 years, but I have an opportunity to apply for an interview for a community pastor, associate pastor position.
I think that's what you need to do because I'm not sure that you're as clear as you think you are, or maybe you are and you're still struggling to share. It's all coming back to me. You really struggled the last time and that's okay.
I did. Yeah.
But I don't know what you're struggling with. I really don't. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm coming up against a break. I want to spend a few more minutes with you. Okay.
Yeah.
So hang on the line. But here's the deal, brother. I think you're more sure than you. I think you're clear, but you can't get it out. And I'm going to really put you on the spot when we come back. So you got about okay. 3 or 4 minutes to really get to a point where you stop worrying about how something sounds and you just let your heart speak. I'm going to push you on that. Because once we figure that out, then the next steps are going to be easy. So you better be ready. Take your time.
Right.
Don't move. We're going to break Paul down in a good way. It's coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help people get clear so they can confidently move forward and courageously stay on the course to becoming who they're meant to be. And, boy, perfect example here. We got Paul. He's called back a second time. I love me some Pauls. You know why I like Pauls? Because there's a lot of them out there. Paul really does know what he wants to do, but he's having the hardest stinking time. just sharing it. And I get it. There's something holding him back from sharing it. And so we're going to see if we can put him on the spot in a good way and get Paul to just let it rip. And then we can build a path. So back to the phones we go. We ran out of time, so we're coming back from the break here. Welcome to live radio, folks. You can't hang up on the Pauls. There's too many of them. Paul, are you ready to just share your heart, man, and stop talking around it? Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Come on, man. Come on. Now, Paul, you know who you want to help, and you know why you want to help them.
Yes.
So I want you to stop thinking. And I want you to just say, dream for a moment right here with me and everybody else. What would you do tomorrow, Paul? Ideal. Money's not an issue, and you know you're not going to fail. What would you do, Paul? Say it.
I want to help men find and cement their faith, primarily in God and in subsequently in themselves. Through apologetics, through teaching, in a one-on-one or small group setting.
Okay, there it is. So now you finally described it. Okay, you're all hung up on the way it sounds, I think. And I get that because you're a communicator. But the reality is, it's like, hey, I want to disciple men. You need to say it that way. I want to disciple dudes. You get it?
Yep.
So the way you want to disciple dudes is by speaking / teaching. Start to stop me when I say something wrong, okay? So you want to disciple dudes through teaching / speaking, one-on-one and or leading small groups of men, and maybe writing, creating resources down the line.
Yes.
I got that right, but you're so afraid to say that. So here's the deal. So what's the path towards that? So there's a couple ways to go. Number one, you do it with a large church where they hire men's ministers, right? They've got a staff large enough, budget large enough, to where they've got somebody there who's maybe a discipleship pastor. Those are larger churches. Do you understand what I'm saying so far?
Yes.
Okay. The other way to do it is with a parachurch ministry, nonprofit ministry, that again, they're hiring somebody like you to do that. So maybe they, and I'm making this up, but Promise Keepers or whatever. Okay.
Right.
There's not a whole bunch of those out there. Okay. The third option is you have a really good day job and then you begin to do this on your own. And maybe you lead a group of men, in your local church and you just do it on your own. You begin to develop some type of program / curriculum on your own. You test it over time. It's going to take years. Maybe, Paul, you start doing hunting trips or something that you like to do, outdoor adventures. I don't know. I met with a guy recently in this area, same desire. I was like, what's the deal? He's like, man, I just love being outdoors. And if I could combine that and discipling men, I go, well, you can. I said, you need to go work in the outdoor business. Go work for somebody and learn all the ins and outs of it, and then start doing it yourself. Paul, I'm giving you ideas. Is this stuff starting to hit here? Or tell me where you're at now.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And again, there's a lot more backstory that a short call isn't going to really cover.
Well, wait a second. What's the backstory? What do you mean? Like you don't think you can get there? Because I want to address that. But hold on a second. Before I take you there, do you now understand that there is a path to doing what you want to do? Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so then what's holding you back?
So we're currently considering, a move across country. Getting out of the northern Minnesota area. And so I've got multiple interviews in the area we're looking to move to. My wife has a job offer down there.
Great.
But as we're getting ready to pull the trigger, this opportunity presents itself at my current church for a community associate pastor, community life associate pastor and physician. And I just felt this little tap in the back of my head, spirit saying, hey, just ask about that. Go check in on that.
Well, did you?
I did. And so I'm teetering on whether or not to go forward with it because of the timing of everything.
Okay, stop. So you and your wife have prayed about this and you've decided we are supposed to move, yes or no?
we're 90-10 in favor of, you know, we have these conversations every day.
Okay.
We're 90-10.
All right, here's the deal. If the church, I want you to forget about your wife for a moment. If the church offered you the position today, what would you say? Without any consultation of anybody else, just you, what would you say?
I'd say, yeah.
Okay, then. You need to have a conversation with your wife tonight. This is big time, dude. This is no longer career purpose advice. This is a marriage situation. You two got to sit down and say this. Now, first of all, they haven't offered it to you, okay?
Right.
But you need to apply after talking to your wife tonight.
Right.
You two, before you go to bed tonight, had least better share all of your feelings around this opportunity. You got to tell her. I called the Ken Coleman Show today, and the dude put me on the spot, and I said, if the church offered me this position, I'd say yes. How do you feel about that? You guys got to get on the same page, man.
So we've had that conversation. What I'm saying is that she has a scheduled start date with her new position, and it's kind of a dream job situation for her.
My answer doesn't change. It's like everything I throw at you, you give me one other layer of the onion.
That's an expert talent of mine. I don't know if I can count them under talents.
I know, dude. I've never had a caller retreat as fast as you retreat. I get you to clarity.
I've never worked on purpose. I've always worked for
a
paycheck.
I get it. But, brother, you've brought up another thing that it doesn't change my advice. You still got to talk to your wife. She's going to the dream job. So if we've already discussed it, which it sounds like you have, then you need to move, and there are churches in this other area.
Yeah.
So if this is a dream job for the wife and you want to support it and you believe God's opened the door for her, then brother, you go there and there are churches there. There are men in this area. Stop overthinking it. You are scared to death. And if this, I know you are. And if this is what your wife is supposed to do and it's her dream job and you two are in agreement that that is it, then you are being tempted. You are being tempted by the evil one with a church job. Am I right?
I hadn't thought about it like that.
I know. I'm right, by the way. You're coming up with all the reasons why you shouldn't move. You're 90-10. I think it was 95-5. You and your wife have got to revisit tonight, unless you've already talked about it ad nauseum. And it's my guess, if you brought this up to your wife, she'd roll her eyes. Am I about right?
No, I mean, it's an open conversation. We constantly check in with each other on this.
Okay, but my point is, tonight's the night. You got to decide, because if you feel like that this is an opportunity from the Lord, great. But if you feel like it's a distraction and it's going to knock everything off of your wife, God is not a God of confusion. There's clarity in this, and you're doing your best to muddy it up. So I'm having the conversation with the wife, and I'm getting clear on what it is she believes and you believe you all should do. And you can do what you want to do in the same locale that she's going to. Stop making it complicated. Now, you may have to day job this thing for a while, but I told you your scenarios. You either work for a church or you work for a parachurch or you start your own thing and you build it over time on the side. I've given you very clear three options, have I not?
Yes.
Then stop overthinking this. But this is a marriage discussion and we are going to get on the same page about what we believe God is telling us to do. And we are going to confidently step forward and stop overanalyzing everything. Now, listen, I am a world-class overanalyzer. This is why I'm being so direct with you. Come on, man. Stop injecting confusion into what is I think, a pretty clear decision. It's just where we're doing it. And I think the where has already been determined. The door has swung open. Walk through it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose in your work and in your life. Because I'm telling you something, if you're on purpose in your work, you know what you were created to do and you're doing it. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be a better spouse, a better parent, a better brother, sister. I'm just telling you. And all the data backs it up. We were created to contribute. And if you overlook your professional contribution is something as just a paycheck, I'm telling you, you're missing out. And it'll be a huge chunk missing from your life. 844-747-2577 is the number. Hey, speaking of working on purpose, getting that job, the job search is a lot of yuck and suck for people. It just is. It's full of anxiety, rejection because you're applying and you don't hear anything back. And so that's why the Ken Coleman Show is very proud to partner with the number one job site in the world, ZipRecruiter. If you go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, it's going to take you just a few minutes to upload a profile. And by the way, it's all free. No catch. Companies are paying ZipRecruiter to find talent. That's you. So I said, oh, I'm in. They're the number one job site in the world because of their technology. Their candidates are three times as likely to get hired because they're getting interviewed. Whereas the rest of people are applying online and they're not even getting a chance to interview. Here's how it works. That profile that's free that takes you just a few minutes to upload, once you do it, their technology takes over and they start pushing your profile and resume out to the companies that are looking for you, and they're matching you and your profile up to the jobs that fit what you're looking for. If the company wants to interview you, they call you directly. They reach out directly and say, hey, apply. We want to interview you. And did I mention it's free? ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Anna, who joins us in San Francisco, California. Anna, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I just need some help with clarity as far as my career goes.
Okay. Talk to me.
I work currently in accounts payable for a public corporation. And I've been really wishy-washy as far as either leaving the company or staying with the company or advancing to something, to another position. And I'm just not too sure what direction to go into. And I figured I'd call you.
Yeah, I love it. So tell me what direction you think you might want to go into, but the doubt is just kind of making you go, I don't know. I think I'll call Ken because I think you have some ideas. Maybe one clear idea. True or false?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Tell me. What is it?
Well, I would be interested in moving up to doing staff accounting, but the only thing is it's a very high stress position and no flexibility as far as at the end of the month, you can't like take certain days off of the month.
Okay. How big of a non-negotiable is that? Because you just said...
That's a company thing.
No. I know it's a company thing. I'm saying for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because what's funny is you go, yeah, I'd like to do staff accounting, but... And you gave me all the negatives.
Yeah.
So that tells me that you're still conflicted. So we have to determine, what is it that I want to do? And why do I want to do it? Let's get clear on that before we start coming up with all the reasons why maybe I don't want to do it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes.
Your very sentence was conflicted. Well, Ken, I would like to do staff accounting. I think I'd like to do staff accounting, but. Versus, why am I interested in staff accounting? And you know what? Why don't you walk up the ladder a little bit more? Let's say 5, 7, 10 years from now, you're advancing and you're working with numbers, using that talent you have, that talent of logic and organization and execution, and you're analyzing and you're finishing and you're solving and you're advising, whatever. I'm just kind of giving you a little bit of vision here to create efficiency or solution. What are you doing? How high up? Give me a vision. Give me a dream for a second. What are you doing? Is it staff accounting?
I have two ideas.
Good. I would like to hear them, and you're not allowed to say but or give me any negatives. What are the two ideas?
Well, if I stay with this company, then the one option would just to go as far as just a staff accountant. I don't want to be in management.
Okay, great. What's the other idea?
The other idea is small business bookkeeping.
Okay. And if I guaranteed you success in both of those, which by the way, I think I could almost do that because I think you've got the talent to do it. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So we know you'd be successful because you got great work ethic. You're a very serious woman. You got this, right? So if you had to choose, I gave you either one you wanted today, but you can only choose one. Which one do you choose?
The small business bookkeeping.
Yeah, I knew that. Do you know why I knew that?
No.
Okay. You said this. If I stay with this current company, then probably this. It was like an emotional resignation. Like, well, if I stay here, I guess I'd do this. Yeah, now we got her laughing. So now Anna's heart is engaged. Why small business accounting? I want you to tell me in 30 seconds or less why. Don't make it sound pretty or perfect. Just tell me, why small business accounting?
I like the simplicity of the work, but then I also like helping families, individuals trying to fulfill their dream with my own talents.
How did that feel, Anna?
Pretty good.
It sounded pretty stinking awesome. You said that beautifully. And what a difference in the emotion, by the way. Did you feel it?
I did.
Yeah. I actually heard you smile while you were saying it. And then we got a chuckle there. And that chuckle is confirmation. Your heart's going, thank you, Anna. You turned your brain off. Thank you for listening to me. That's what your heart is telling me. So here's what's great about this. You're practically qualified to do that now. Maybe a certification here or there, but the reality is you could come into a small mom and pop business right now and they're stressed out and struggling to do their books at the end of every month, and you could come in for a pretty marginal, affordable fee and change their life overnight. True or false?
True.
Right now. So what I want you to do is do your homework and go, okay, what has to be true for me to sign one client, maybe two, over the next 3 months? Keeping your day job, because I'm assuming you need it, yes?
Yeah, for now.
Great. But how many clients could you do, small business clients, mom and pop, how many could you take care of their accounting or their payroll stuff on the side, doing it nights and weekends or early mornings?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got to figure that out. How many could I take care of? And let me see if I can sign up just one in the next 3 months. Guess what, Anna? We got ourselves a side business started. And so we keep doing that, and we save every nickel of it, and we get to a point where we can equal or increase on your current day job salary, and that's the time to leave.
Okay.
Pretty simple, isn't it?
Gotcha. Pretty simple.
Yeah. It's what you're supposed to do. And here's the deal. Everything we just discussed, none of it involves risk. It's just you putting the word out on your own. You start doing bookkeeping, accounting on the side. Everybody you know needs to hear about this. Hey, I'm offering my services. This is what I charge per hour. Go do your homework on that. Give yourself a very competitive fee. Don't overcharge, obviously, but don't undercharge yourself. And go out there and just show people, wow, Anna was the missing piece for me. My business is going great, but I'm a disaster and the books are killing me. That's where you come in, and you said it beautifully. The way you describe it to me, that's how you describe it to everybody else. I love the simplicity of the accounting, and I love helping small businesses reach their dreams by not having to focus or be stressed on the stuff that could break their business. But I come in, and it's an easy solution for me, and I allow them to focus on why they're in business. Oh, I love that, Anna! Oh, you're going to do so great. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for trusting me. Go. Don't turn back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job so that you can give yourself away. No matter where you are in this journey, some of you have no idea what you want to do with your life. Some of you know, but you don't know how to get there. Some of you know what you want to do, you know how to get there, but fear finances, family, or failure is holding you back. We have a clear path for you. Those seven stages will get you really, really clear so you can begin to move forward. And you've got a clear path. 844-747-2577. Real quick, I want to mention, for those of you that are thinking about technology, but you go, I'm too old, or I don't have any skill or experience, I got good news for you. Bethel Tech wants to talk to you. BethelTech.net, BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Talk to them. Tell them I sent you. They tell me, and I believe them, because their CEO Ryan's a really smart dude. You don't need any previous experience or a ton of technical skill. They can teach technology. Technology jobs are everywhere, every industry, and they're not going anywhere. Cybersecurity is one, programmers, developers, come on. And here's the deal. If you are a Ken Coleman Show listener and you can cash flow your way through it, you can get $1,500 to $2,500 off the already unbelievably low price of $15,000 in this 9-month program that you can do online from home and not quit your day job. Did you hear me? 9 months, less than $15,000. And their placement rate is in the high 70%. They don't just train you. They have a placement program and they're good at it. And you're talking about starting in the 70s, $75,000, and getting into six-figure opportunities pretty quickly. BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Call them. Tell them I told you to. All right, let's get to the phones. Oh, Joe, I love when I see this. I look on the monitor here, and Karen's on the line from Buford, Georgia, which was literally about 2 miles from the old homestead in Suwanee, Georgia.
Yes, it was.
Love me some Buford, Georgia. Karen joins us there. Karen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, I'm not far from Suwanee at all. I love Suwanee.
Yeah, come on. What's going on?
But yeah, I don't even have to ask you how you're doing because I know you're living the dream.
I'm living the dream.
Yeah, I mostly am too. I just have a question for you.
Okay.
And know up front that I love, love, love what I do.
Okay.
I love the role I have, the organization I work for. The issue is I'm not challenged. And there's not, yeah, it's just, I could do it in my sleep.
Yep.
You know, I'm on the development team and was hired a few years ago to revive a dead caseload. And year one, I increased it 450%. Year two, 39%. And going into year three, it's not quite finished yet, but it's already 10%. So, you know, it keeps growing, growing, growing. And my job is just so easy that sometimes I get bored. And so I've tried to take my own initiative to sign up for webinars, this and that. Yeah. But because I work for a nonprofit organization, they don't fund that stuff.
No.
So, yeah. So, and I get that because, you know, 82 cents of every dollar that we generate
and
goes back into people and programs.
I'm guessing because it's a nonprofit, it's not like there's a ton of upward mobility. I don't think there's any. If I'm hearing you right, there's no ladder and you've hit your lid.
Well, here's what, I mean, we are a pretty large organization. We're in 130 countries. The organizational infrastructure is such that really I'm on the team, only team that I would want to be on. So yeah, I'm not going to, I don't foresee myself moving up any ladder. And so, in an effort to challenge myself and educate myself, and this is how I came across your podcast is because I was looking to apply for grad school and, it was like, oh, you know, some of these aren't really worthwhile, aren't worth it.
No.
The money or whatever, the expense that, you know, that it would take. I don't even know what I want to do with it. I just want to learn, right? So that's where.
No, you're so bored that you're just
absolutely.
You used the word bored and you're absolutely right. You're so bored. You're just like, I need anything to challenge me. And I'm afraid this is going to really make you uncomfortable, but you called me. So here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
I know you love the organization because of its mission. And I know you love the people, but if you don't leave soon, you will eventually lose some of that love because you will begin to resent the position.
Oh, but see, I was thinking maybe I could use a graduate degree and studying that as my diversion.
Yeah, but to do what?
You know?
Spend money and time to do what? You don't need a graduate degree to move up the ladder and do more programming. I think you need a much greater challenge. Now, you have to decide. I'm not saying that morally, like, you've got to leave today. What I'm saying is, well, I'm saying two things. First, don't go get a graduate degree and spend time and money that you don't need to spend just because you need a challenge. If you need a challenge, then go start a side hustle or something. And if you really feel called to stay at that organization, then you need a side hustle, or you need to start doing pro bono work for somebody where you feel like you've got some juice and some challenge outside of this day job. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to go back to what I said. I think it kind of shocks you. You don't even believe me. You're going to eventually resent this job, not the organization and the mission, but you'll eventually resent it if you don't get out of boredom. It's one of the five causes of buildup on the heart, which lead to what I call the symptom of burnout. Everybody's like, oh, I got burnout. No, you don't. Burnout's the symptom.
I see.
If I've got a sore knee, I don't go to the doctor and go, hey, I got sore knee. He's going to go, you don't know what you're talking about. Let's figure out what's causing your knee to be sore. So don't tell me you got burnout. You got boredom. Boredom is going to eventually cover your heart up, and you will resent the position. I don't think you think that, but I'm telling you, I know that's true. So
it's hard for me to imagine that, but you just told
me you're bored.
Dishonoring me. Yeah.
How much longer?
That's why I thought if I could, because here's what, I mean, okay, it's a great benefits, great organization. You know, I make enough money for me.
Okay, but my point is, then you better find something to do outside of it that's work and challenge related, not just go learning for the sake of learning. If you want to go learn, there's a million ways for you to learn that don't cost the time and money of a grad school degree. Let me say this. If you could cash flow and it doesn't strain you financially to go get a grad degree and that challenges you, then I'm fine with that. I just don't want you to go do it thinking that it's going to turn into some great challenge for you.
No, I can afford it. I have no debt. I own my house, my car.
All right. You're the rare person.
I look at it as entertainment. It's my entertainment.
Well, then go do that. Then if that's your entertainment, I'm fine with it. I'm never going to tell somebody to go get a graduate degree to open up a professional opportunity that's in technology, because you just simply don't need it. So if it's just for fun and a challenge, then I was being really hard-headed, because I hear grad degree and I just immediately go, what?
I know. That's why I thought I would challenge you.
But I'm okay with it. Yeah. You are the rare situation.
I am rare.
So that's fine. But I'm going to warn you. But listen, I'm going to warn you. Be careful.
Okay.
Be careful that the boredom doesn't sneak up on you. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And now here's the way you can do that. You can go get your grad degree and all that stuff, but then you're still going to be bored, by the way. Okay. So I would like to see you take your technology talents and maybe do something on the side, or give yourself away, maybe do some ministries in the area that could never afford you. You need something like that too. That will engage your heart, and you won't be bored doing the same kind of stuff you do now, because for them, they're going to think that you're like the Wonder Woman that they never knew would show up. So I think if you can engage your heart by blowing some people away and blessing them, I think that could help you as well. That's a suggestion that I have. But you're a great lady, Karen. Thank you for calling, and shout out to everybody back in Buford. They have a great high school football program, Madison. I know that you're going to be heading to the Atlanta area. Buford High School football? No joke, Joe. I mean, small school, not even a top classification, but they put out some big-time D1 players.
Usually state champions.
So there you go. The rest of the audience couldn't care less, but our Atlanta folks, North Atlanta area, they know Buford's a great area. Great memories from Buford. All right, folks, that is going to do it for me. Before I let you go, I want to remind you that you matter, and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.